At the Ag Issues Forum, I'm visiting with Jennifer Riggs and with David Byram. And I'm going to let each of you tell me what you do for the company. We'll start with you, Jennifer.
Okay. Well, I work in product development, so I develop seed treatments for corn, soybeans, and sorghum. So across all different types of disciplines. So,
how about you, Dave?
Well, I'm the product manager for fungicides and biologics for seed treatment for North America.
The media are here to learn what's new, and pretty soon we're going to have a whole lot of farmers wanting to know that as they come in for Commodity Classic. What is it that they're going to find when they come talk to Bayer at this year's big annual meeting?
Well, Bayer is excited to launch a new seed treatment called Olivo, which we're anticipating federal registration fourth quarter 2014 for planting of 2015. And what's the biggest benefit of Olivo is it helps address the need of sudden death syndrome.
If we want to get into it from a more technical standpoint, Jennifer, I think you could address that.
So I think from the standpoint of a new innovation, this is certainly one. Olivo is going to be the very first product brought to the market for sudden death syndrome. So sudden death syndrome is actually caused by a soil-borne fungus, okay? And everyone thinks of sudden death syndrome as a late season disease because that's when the symptoms actually show up in the plant and we see the leaves falling off the plants, they turn yellow brown, and then the leaves fall off and the pods abort, therefore you result in less than optimum yields at the end of the season. But really and truly, the infection of the fungus into the plant happens at the seedling stage. And so Olivo is does a very good job of protecting that very critical zone from the fungus to be able to infect. So we're reducing the level of infection early on. Once we reduce that, the fungus isn't able to produce the toxins that actually move up into the plant later in the season that causes what is known as sudden death syndrome. So we're lessening the effects of the disease and reducing the severity of it long for the whole season. So
talk about the application of this. How is it applied to the seed?
Right. So Olivo can be applied just like any standard commercial fungicide or insecticides applied to the seed. So this product would just be an addition to those products. It partners with all of them because we have to control all different types of fungi, insects, and nematodes out there. So Olivo is just that next new innovation to control a disease that no one ever dreamt over the last, since 1971, since its discovery, could be controlled by a seed treatment. There's been no means to control it, and no one probably would have ever guessed a seed treatment would be the one that controlled it. But we had to really understand the way the fungus worked to be able to discover what's the best way to control.
I think this is a good example of how Bayer has grown so much into this large portfolio of all kinds or types of products that, back, I don't know, some of us have been around a long time,
right,
and that you weren't known for, but it's just going to be a new tool and toolbox, so to speak.
Absolutely. Bayer has a lot of tools in its toolbox. I mean, many have heard about Pancho Votivo, our Evergoal Energy, our equipment up in Shakopee, our colors and coatings, and Olivo is a nice new addition. It's truly unique.
So you're looking to get, hopefully, registration by end of year. This is a next season product.
Right.
Going into the one, which I think I even saw somebody bragging that they've done some early season planting somewhere. It's a little early, but what about for soybean growers right now? What kind of words of wisdom would you give them for as they look at getting out in the field this year?
So with sudden death syndrome, for normal practices, until they actually have Olivo available, there are cultural practices that they've utilized, and some of that is delayed planting. And unfortunately, when you delay planting, because what they're doing is missing that cool, wet conditions that's conducive for the fungus to infect the plant. But what that does is reduce yields, because anytime you delay a soybean being planted outside its optimum window, you're reducing the yields of that plant. So with Olivo, in the future, in 2015, as we look there, they will be able to plant at the times they should be planting soybeans and therefore adding that value back at the end of the season. So right now, making sure that you pick the right seed sources for your geography. There are varying levels of tolerance out there in the seed, so Olivo will be a partner to all types of seed, whether they're susceptible or tolerant, depending, again, on which seed sources you utilize. That's one of the exciting things about Olivo is that we see a value on all types of different seed, regardless of their tolerance level. So that to me is very impressive of knowing how well this works. So, but there's lots of cultural practices out there, avoiding compact soil, avoiding planting when it's really wet because the fungus really likes that cool, wet conditions. And so I think there's lots of things. If you go to your normal, your local extension websites, there's lots of means to, for cultural practices for now. So, but picking the right seed is important. Too,
well, and really hoping that we have just absolutely gorgeous, ideal weather, right?
That's right. That's the words of wisdom are plant safe and be safe.
Well, thank you both, Jennifer and Dave, for visiting with me here at the Bayer Crop Science Ag Issues Forum in San Antonio. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.